In Kabul, Afghanistan today, at least 10 civilians and one American service member were killed in a car bombing by the Taliban. As we mentioned yesterday, there was another Taliban bombing a couple days ago. As the Taliban is negotiating a deal with the U.S. to withdraw U.S. troops and set up future talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. But the Afghan government and several former U.S. ambassadors to Afghanistan have all expressed concern that the peace deal in principle, announced by the U.S. envoy, didn't require the Taliban to stop its violence. Others with concern, women's rights activists. Fawzia Kufis is the former deputy speaker of the Afghan parliament. She's in Kabul. And Fawzia, the bombing today must be underscoring your fears.
Yes, people are worried and fearful, but in the meantime, I think this has become part of life, unfortunately. Because as I was coming for this interview preparing, just 2 hours after the bombing, people were going in bunches and groups to see a soccer match, a football match in a stadium. And I was like, you know, one part of the city, probably 2 kilometers away from bombing, people go to watch the soccer. So it's a mix of life, I would say.
Well, but there's, you know, first of all, there are many people who feel that the Taliban shouldn't be rewarded if it continues the bombing. The Taliban, members of the Taliban have said that they need to continue to show strength so they can negotiate from a position of strength. But putting aside, and it's difficult to do, putting aside the fact that there are still bombings, you and others have another concern. You don't want to go back to the time when the Taliban controlled the country. This is before the U.S. took the Taliban from power after 9/11. Would you explain the difference between Afghanistan under the Taliban and how you've been living now as a woman?
Well, Afghanistan now has transformed. Afghanistan today is able to give space and accommodate women, people of different origin, religious minorities, different political views. In Afghanistan today, girls and women can go to school. And in addition to the buildings and schools and constructions that happen, and you can see it's visible, I think the major things that happen comparing to Taliban regime is the transformation of a new Afghanistan. And Taliban needs to realize and appreciate and adapt to the new Afghanistan. The war has no winner. It's everyday people of Afghanistan that are paying. 2 days ago, I went to my province and I see in 2 hours, three dead bodies of our army soldier were transported to their villages that they lost their lives in the battlefield. So yes, you have on one hand an Afghanistan that don't want to go back. On the other hand, you have a continuously, escalating violence that people of Afghanistan are fed up with.
Well, and we're reminded that the Taliban was able to take power in Afghanistan because of the vacuum created by the war with the Soviet Union. And here you have the U.S. talking about pulling out from another war, concerned that the Taliban will take power again in a vacuum again. But can you see living alongside the Taliban if they're not in power?
If they don't rule the way they want, I think they can be part of the society and even participate in politics. There are many other groups who believe like Taliban and they participate. But if Afghanistan is surrendered to Taliban, if we lose everything just because for the sake of a peace deal with Taliban, I'm not sure if that will also result in peace. I mean, we have to really be careful in terms of absolutely completely withdrawing from Afghanistan, because you rightly mentioned the vacuum that resulted in coming of Taliban to power. We don't want to experience that. There is Daesh. There are other intelligence and security and terrorist organizations in the region. So we have to really be careful about how we want to make a peace deal with Taliban. Yeah. We want to have a peace with Taliban, but how?
We'll see how that unfolds. Meantime, just briefly, you're the 19th of 23 children. You were put outside to die by your father because of your gender, but your mother rescued you. And then you went on to become the only woman in your family to get an education. There is a lot for women like you at stake here.
True. We have come very far. There are many stories like my story that have not been able to make it a success. But I have made it a success, although I have faced a lot of political turmoil. And I see that as a positive step, because I see if women are getting stronger politically, they face more opposition and their political opponents try to sideline them. So at least there is a space for me to politically exercise my political views. Definitely, I'm a success story. There are women who have not been heard, thousands, hundreds of them. We don't want Afghanistan under any regime, including Taliban, to experience that kind of situation, experience a situation where women resilience, where women progress, where women equality is not respected and regarded. This is something that not only me, I think any woman in Afghanistan, regardless of where they live in the villages, in the cities, are fearful of.
Fawzia Koofi, former Deputy Speaker of the Afghan Parliament. Fawzia, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we will continue to keep an eye on Afghanistan.